Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to The Calm Within, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy beautiful life. I'm Taylor Reed, and if you're feeling a little overwhelmed, like maybe your cup is running on empty, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention, our energy, even our time. It's like everyone wants a piece of you, all the time. But here's the thing. Protecting your mental well-being is non-negotiable. And one of the most powerful tools we have for doing that. Building healthy boundaries. Think of boundaries as your invisible shield, guarding your energy and keeping your mental space safe and sound. They're not about being selfish or saying no to everything, they're about prioritizing yourself, your needs, and your sanity. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build those rock-solid boundaries and reclaim your inner peace. First off, know your limits. This is like figuring out what your emotional fuel tank can handle. Ever feel drained after spending time with certain people or doing certain activities? That's your inner compass telling you something. Pay attention to those cues because knowing your limits allows you to say no gracefully when needed. You don't have to justify yourself, as simple, I appreciate the offer, but I need some time for myself right now is enough. Next. Communicate clearly. This one's crucial. Don't expect people to read your mind, they won't. Be direct and honest about what you need and what makes you uncomfortable. You might be surprised how many people respect your boundaries when they understand them. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Third, practice saying no with confidence. Now, I know saying no can feel like pulling teeth sometimes, but trust me, it's a superpower. Imagine a superhero who could deflect any negativity or unwanted demand. That's what saying no does for your mental health. It protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. 4. Set realistic expectations. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We all have our limitations, and expecting yourself to do everything perfectly is a recipe for burnout. Delegate tasks, share responsibilities, and remember that it's okay to ask for support. Finally, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about taking intentional actions that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply taking a few moments to breathe deeply, make time for activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Okay, let's take this a step further with a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and dealing with demanding clients. Your coworker asks you to cover their shift later that week, but you've already committed to a personal appointment. This is where your boundaries come into play. Instead of saying yes out of obligation or fear of disappointing them, you politely decline, explaining your prior commitment. You could even suggest alternative solutions, like finding someone else to cover the shift or offering to help them another time. Remember, setting healthy boundaries doesn't make you selfish, it makes you empowered. It allows you to live authentically, protect your energy, and show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, my amazing listeners, I challenge you to take one small step today towards building healthy boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to a non-essential commitment, communicating your needs clearly to someone close to you, or simply taking some time for yourself to recharge. You deserve peace of mind, and the power to create it lies within you. Keep practicing those stoic principles, friends. Share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of boundary-setting wisdom. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another insightful exploration of inner stability. Until then, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.